Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone and also over the radio, and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, June 6, 2020. This is our part two review of our chapter 65 entitled The Temple Cleansed Again, part 7 of our lesson 305. Our opening hymn to our theme is entitled Jesus Paid It All. You could find it also in the hymn book number 184. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to join on the singing of the hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so. I heard the Savior say, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, wash and pray, find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson and stain, he washed it right as snow.
Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
I apologize, dear one, for those that are listening over the phone and also over the radio. I had a fallout. Dear Brother Dick, may you continue?
Oh, I don't know where I fell out, but Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt a heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Since nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
When before the throne I stand and shall complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he's washed it white as snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel, bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong or sad with thy even knowing. We pray that you may help us. Let us be always thankful for all the good that you help us with. We pray also that you may be able to help us overcome some things you may fear and be afraid of. Be with us that as we start yet another blessed study, let us cherish all the lessons that we learn in our hearts and our minds. Be with our brethren, both old and new, and also pray that you may help him with the ones that may have forgotten thee and neglected thee. We pray that we may remind them of who you are and that you're watching over them, and they can go back to following thee like they used to. Excuse me. And I also pray that we also hear from the Jews that the coronavirus is almost ready to go, but we pray that we may still trust in thee, that you may tell us when it is safe to be out, and we pray also that you may help us be always confident in thee that we may be able to accomplish many tasks you may need us to do. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Our opening verse for our review, for our theme of reviews, is taken from James chapter 1 verse 17 to 20 from the King James Version, and it's a memory verse of scripture song.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot in us with his word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and it coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man working not the righteousness of God.
What have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, your thoughts on these 7-part studies, let's take a few minutes to read what we have read from last Sabbath of our part 1 of our lesson entitled The Temple Cleansed Again, Part 7 in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 600. So them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, Christ is the rock of offense. But the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Like the rejected stone, Christ in his earthly mission has borne neglect and abuse. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah chapter 53:3. On the slide, it shows a picture, a rock, and it says Jesus, and it says Christ is a rock of offense. And it also shows a picture that says Man of Sorrows, and that's him hanging on the cross. And it also shows a picture, and it says, by his stripes we are healed.
Desire Babies, page 600. Continuing, but the time was near when he would be glorified. By the resurrection from the dead, he would be declared the Son of God with power. Romans 1:4. At second coming, he would be revealed as the Lord, Lord of heaven and earth. Those who are now about to crucify him will recognize his greatness. Before the universe, there's the rejected stone would become the head of the corner. Desire Ages, page 600, paragraph 1.
I'm continuing the reading. And on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. The people who rejected Christ were soon to see their city and nation destroyed. Their glory would be broken and scattered as the dust before the wind. And what was it that destroyed the Jews? It was the rock which had they built upon it would have been their security. It was the goodness of God despised, the righteousness spurned, the mercy slighted. Next slide, please.
Set themselves in opposition to God, and all that would have been their salvation was turned to their destruction. All that God ordained unto life, they found to be unto death. And the Jews
continue the reading. In the Jews' crucifixion of Christ was involved the destruction of Jerusalem, the bloodshed upon the upon Calvary was the way that sank them to ruin for this world and for the world to come. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages, page 600. So it was to be in the great final day when judgment shall fall upon the rejecters of God's grace. Christ, their rock of offense, will then appear to them as an avenging mountain. The glory of his countenance was to be righteous is life. The righteous is life will be to the wicked and a consuming fire because of love rejected. Grace despised, the sinner will be destroyed. Desire Ages, 600, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 600. By many illustrations and repeated warnings, Jesus showed what would be the result of the Jews rejecting the Son of God. In these words, he was addressing all in every age who refused to receive him as the Redeemer. Every warning is for them. The desecrated temple, the disobedient son, the false husbandmen, the contemptuous builders have they counterpart in the experience of every sinner. Unless he repent, the doom which they foreshadowed will be his. Desire of Ages, page 600, paragraph 3. The side slide says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalms chapter 90, verse 1 through 2, King James Version.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It was a short one, but we have a space to be able to ask questions, share your comments and your thoughts. So let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15 from the King James Version.
For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason
of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
So the questions that will be asked, remember, is to every man. So let's put on our hearts that allow the Holy Spirit to help us to search, to help answer of the individuals that will be asking. So what have we learned in ways we have grown? Now the room is open. If you have any questions, thoughts, anything you would like to share, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Did all the prophets it's make predictions of did all the prophets of the Bible will tell, have visions of Christ coming to save everyone from sin?
There are many prophets in the Bible that the Lord had disclosed things of their time and also all the way to the future. Remember that we have Isaiah, we got Jeremiah, we have Joel, we have Ezekiel, and we even have figures as far as Enoch, where the Lord allowed him to be able to see also as far as the coming of Christ. So they do have many of the different figures in the Bible, prophets. They have different, besides prophet, they have others that the Lord had revealed what was going to happen in every, sometimes in different generations, sometimes from their generation to the coming of Christ. So yes, they have. If there's anyone that can be able to also join in answering the question, may you unmute your mic? Meanwhile, dear ones, if you have any songs, hymns, scripture songs that you would like to share, you can be able to do so at this very moment. May you unmute your mic.
I have something I'd like to share. Speaking of Moses, it says, he saw the second coming of Christ in glory, the righteous dead raised to immortal life, and the living saints translated without seeing death, and together they ascended, together ascending with songs of praise to the city of God. So even Moses got to see the future. That's what I wanted to share. Now let me get this thing back where I can unmute.
I would like to just sing, share a song for the children. Jesus' love is a bubbling over. Jesus' love is a bubbling over. Jesus' love is a bubbling over. Hallelujah. Love is a bubbling over. Love is a bubbling over. Love is a bubbling over. Hallelujah. Over. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, dear ones, if you would like to share your thoughts, or a poem, or anything that you'd like to discuss concerning our 7-part series of our chapter, you can be able to do so at this very moment. Well, I would like to share a thought. It might help the children. This particular chapter is so meaty that I would like to extend a little bit of study for the children to be able to understand in their own timing with their parents. The destruction of Jerusalem has been explained in detail. If you take the same desire of ages, the chapter 69, and it will talk about not only the destruction of Jerusalem, but the mingling also of how the Lord had used the destruction of Jerusalem to compare with his coming. So if it's possible, if you have time with your children, you can be able to, it's way ahead, but is on chapter 69 of Desire Ages, or you can go to the great controversy on the chapter of the destruction of Jerusalem, that they can have a little bit more on the topic. Okay? And that was the thought that I wanted to share. And I have also found a poem. It's entitled The Pilgrim. It's taken from Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 9, dated 1856 through 1857, January 8th. And it's found on page 78, paragraph 1 through 4. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take a paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Begone, vain world, from me begone. Let my religious hours alone. I have no pleasure in your toys. I never found your promised joys. Your honors I'll no more pursue. A better world I have in view. Your riches are no more to me than bubbles rising on the sea.
That was really nice. Oh, had I wings, how would I fly? I'd soar above earth's vanity. I'd leave this world with all its cares, which takes me often in its snares. Sometimes by faith I soar aloft and view this world as nothing worth. But oh, again, ere I'm aware, I am surrounded with its care.
Arise, my soul. Be not cast down. I shall get free. I rejoice at my hope, for I shall rise my hope. Let I hear, like the David say, strength shall be.
For the sake of the ones that are listening over the phone, because it was a little bit choppy for our dear sister, is it possible that someone can reread number 3?
Arise, my soul, be not cast down. In the name of Jesus, that sweet sound, that precious name doth me revive. I shall yet praise him. I believe. Rejoice not over me, my foe, for I shall rise again, I know. Methinks I hear my Savior say, strength shall be equal to your day.
It is enough. Why should I fear or doubt my dear Redeemer's care? Though I am weak and much despised, his ears are open to my cries. He is my rock, my fortress be, my comfort in distress he'll be, my refuge and my righteousness, my safeguard through the wilderness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful poem. Also, we have the hymn that talks about, I am a pilgrim. Maybe later we can be able to sing it. If there's any testimony, anything that you would like to share, dear ones, may you be able to do it at this very moment. We have come to the ending of the first part of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and we will give also our dear brother the same chance to ask questions on the story time. So I will pass the mic to our dear brother Greg.
All right. Excuse me. I shouldn't have kept my mic so soon. Just a second. There we go. Got that out of the way quietly. Time for any questions that you want to put in the chat room here for us. If you have any questions that I can answer after I reread the story, I'll check out the chat. Thank you. All who look to the cross will live. What does that mean? We're going to find out. And Moses made a serpent of brass. He made a brass snake, in other words, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent or a snake had bitten any man, when he beheld or looked at the serpent of brass, he lived. Numbers 21:9. The Lord Jesus had protected the children of Israel from the venomous serpents or poisonous snakes in the wilderness or desert. But this part of their history they did not know. See, we don't know what we're protecting from if we don't know about it. I don't know how many accidents I was protected from in my last trip in the car, but I may have been. The Israelites did not know God was protecting them from snakes until they started complaining. Then he let the snakes bite them as a punishment. Angels from heaven had accompanied them, and in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, Christ had been their protection. He watched over them through all their journeying or their walking through the desert. They didn't have cars back then. But they became selfish and discontented. They were not happy. And in order that they might not forget his great care for them, the Lord gave them a bitter lesson. Now, what does that bitter lesson mean? He let the snakes bite them. That's a bitter lesson. But there's redemption. He permitted them to be bitten by the fiery serpents or poisonous snakes. Yet in his great mercy, he did not leave them to perish or die. Moses was bidden or told to lift the brazen serpent or the snake made of brass on a pole and make the proclamation or announce that whosoever should look upon it should live. Would you believe some people said, that's crazy, I'm not going to look because I don't believe it. And guess what? They died. And all who looked lived. They recovered health at once. A miracle. What a strange symbol for Christ was that likeness of the serpent which stung them. That didn't sound right. Let me reread that. What a strange symbol of Christ was that likeness of a serpent that stung them. This symbol, and a symbol is something that represents something else, was lifted up on a pole and they were to look at it and be healed. So Jesus was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. He came as the sin bearer. Jesus, who was God, became a man and endured the punishment for our sins. The same healing, life-giving message is now sounding. It points to the uplifted Savior upon the shameful tree or the shameful cross. Those who have been bitten by the old serpent, the devil, are bidden or told to look and live. Look alone to Jesus as your righteousness, and your sacrifice. As you are justified by faith, as you believe your sins are forgiven, the deadly sting of the serpent will be healed. Without the cross, man could have no union with the Father. On it depends our every hope. From it shines the light of the Savior's love. And when at the foot of the cross, the sinner looks up to the one who died to save him, he may rejoice with fullness of joy, for his sins are pardoned. Kneeling in faith at the cross, he has reached the highest place to which man can attain or reach. Sons and Daughters of God, page 222. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Numbers 21:9. Now I'll go back to what did I just do?
I have a question.
Well, okay, at least I didn't knock myself out of the room. Go ahead.
Well, the brass snake that Moses put on the pole, what was the pole made of?
I have to imagine that it was made of the local wood. And I don't know that it was made in the shape of a cross. It didn't say that, but it was probably made of the local wood. That's all I can say. Now let me see if I've messed up myself over here. No, I didn't. Oh, well, cooperate with me, screen. No questions in the room. So without questions, there's no answers. All right. Thank you for listening. And back to Rose.
Well, the reading says of brass. Now, brass, we don't know if it was the actual metal brass, but it actually said right here, and Moses made a serpent of brass. So if it was brass, then it will tell us if it was another type of material. But the reason why I wanted to go back is that just to support what our dear brother shared with us, remember he said Moses also prophesied? Do you know that this event, he was actually prophesying about what was going to happen to Jesus? Because that serpent that was lifted up on the pole, it was a symbol of Christ's crucifixion. That if all would look upon Christ lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. And they will find salvation. So they will live. Who did not look to Christ for salvation, then that fiery serpent that bit them as a symbol of Lucifer, they will be able not to find salvation. They will die. So I just wanted to touch upon that. That's just a little comment. And if there's any other questions on this beautiful story, dear ones? We will give the chance. Oh, go ahead, dear brother.
May I say something here?
Sure. Can I go
you
back?
No, that's okay. You just mentioned Lucifer in the wrong setting. Lucifer was sinless. Satan, when he was cast out, he got a name change. And although there are people who claim Lucifer as their leader, they're mixed up. It's actually the devil. But when we refer to Lucifer, we must think of him as before the fall. This is my opinion. I can't give you a quote on that, but thank you.
No, it's okay. It's understandable, dear brother. Lucifer was his name in heaven, and Satan was his fall. So the fiery serpent, it was a symbol of his biting on many of the individuals that are sinned in the wilderness, and the Lord had brought them hope. And the only hope that we sinners have is the lifting up Christ on Calvary. Okay, there is also our dear sister, have Lucifer as a light bearer. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. And let us continue. For our closing song, we would like to ask our dear brethren from Colombia, the Garay's family, if they can be able to do the closing song for us. Si los hermanos Garay podían cerrar nuestra el servicio con el cántico, no, el himno. Me dice el Salvador.
Me dice el Salvador, es poco tu poder, hijo débil haya en mí, todo cuanto has merecer, todo debo a él, pues ya lo pagó. De las manchas del pecar, cual nieve me lavó. Señor, hallado es que solo tu poder a mi duro corazón es capaz de enternecer. Todo debo a él, pues ya lo pagó. De las manchas del pecar, cual nieve me lavó. Nada bueno hay en mí, tu gracia buscaré. En la sangre de Jesús, mis pecados lavaré. Todo debo a él, pues ya lo pagó. De las manchas del pecar, cual nieve me lavó. Cuando ante el trono esté, completo ante él, a los pies de mi Jesús, mis trofeos echaré. Todo debo a él, pues ya lo pagó. De las manchas del pecar, cual nieve me lavó.
Amén.
Amén. Gracias, hermanos. Thank you so much, dear ones, for all your participation in our children's Sabbath school lesson. If any one of the brethren, the little ones or mommies, would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones. And thank you, Brother Jonathan, for the call. If we can all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace in the name of our Savior and God, Jesus Christ, we pray, dear Lord, that we may take these seven parts and not only just look at it as a presentation or a small study, but to let the Holy Spirit draw families together that they may discuss the importance of the message that is hidden in the destruction of Jerusalem that will be mingled with what we are living today. We thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the privilege to be in such a time as this. But we know that we are not all here because of circumstances or chance. We ask, dear Lord, that you may continue teaching us, molding us, educating us, helping us to be able to develop all that is necessary to meet the demands of the time. Be with our children. Help us mothers and fathers to sit at the table, sit in any part of their household to sit and share the word of God with the children. Help them to be able to know the exciting time that we live in. To not look around to see what's going on in the world, but to be acquainted with what is being done in their most holy place as our Savior administrates for us all. We thank you for having us to be here. May you be with each and every one of the families in the household. I pray for those that are sick, those that are going through bereavement, Father Jesus, those that have lost loved one. And I pray for all the little ones that you bless them and keep them, protect them and put an edge around them, Father Jesus. They are very precious in the eyes of our Savior, for they were also chosen to be in this time as well. Bless each of our meetings, Father Jesus, and bless our speaker, Elder Rob, and help us all to be able to be attentive, not only listening to what is being said, but to be able to remove ourselves and go and sit at your feet and allow the Holy Spirit to bring it home into our hearts. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquity and my shortcoming. Forgive me for my Christ-like spirit, Father Jesus. I plead the blood of Christ to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, as well as all of us. We thank you for the privilege to come boldly to the throne of grace and leave all things at your feet. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next week, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Controversy in our study book, The Sign of Ages. And that will be held, dear ones, June 13, 2020, and that will be our new lesson, which is 306. I hope and pray everyone will bless, dear ones, and I will leave a scripture. Galatians 6:10, do good to everyone, as we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless everyone. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.